All right, welcome to this course on transforming the data center immersion. And this is a course on MVA, and we are here at MMS 2013 recording this course. And for most of the day today, I'm going to be joined by Ken and Owens. Welcome.
Thanks, David. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Yeah, we're in Vegas here to be on stage all day and tell people about transforming their data center.
Right. So, and the immersion program that we've created here at Microsoft has been a very exciting program where we've come together to show customers the breadth of the private cloud. Like Brad was showing in the keynote, right, that there's a ton of things that we can do across your data center up to Windows Azure. And sometimes it's difficult for our customers to really get that entire view. And this course was designed to show them that end-to-end, side-to-side view of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. I mean, across Windows Server 2012, SQL 2012, you know, all of our System Center products, and there's a lot of really cool things that you can do when you combine all those products together. And this is really kind of a full day of at a basically around a 200 level, showing you all of these scenarios that might be of interest to you.
Exactly.
That if you only pick one product, you might not see that entire vision, right?
Exactly. And what we've done is we've broken it into a couple of sections. An envision section where we can talk to our customers about what is the CloudOS and how does that really help our customers get the things that they need today and move to a place where they can really drive down costs and get that scalability that the cloud provides for them. And then after the envision piece, we move into more, how can we help you transform your data center? Today, you may be running a lot of virtualization, but what are the things that we can do to help you transform that into a highly scalable, elastic type infrastructure that can handle this self-service and automation that people really need?
Yeah, and I think about, you know, IT professionals that are out there today, and one of the ways I kind of like to think about it is, you know, hey, we've gone from physical servers to virtual servers. That's kind of old news, right? And then from going from virtual servers to kind of this private cloud infrastructure, and then from this private cloud to kind of a full experience of how things can connect to the various clouds is kind of the next real transformation of your business and your data center to take your career to the next level and to take your business to the next level.
Exactly, yeah. And we're going to be basically focusing today on four different key areas as we walk through this experience, through this course today. First of all, talking about the infrastructure foundation, that underlying physical infrastructure. Infrastructure management, how do I take those physical resources and manage them appropriately, build in that automation. And then those applications that are installed on top of your infrastructure, how do I monitor that? How do I maintain it? How do I make sure that I'm meeting my service level agreements? And then lastly, giving the insight into the business and making sure that it's available so I do not lose downtime just because of one piece of or one element going down. So we're going to focus on all of those things today. And if we look at the agenda,
We've got a lot of different modules here. We also have the last slide had Brandon Matherson. He'll join us for a couple different modules here today. But this gives you an overall flow of what we're going to walk through. So we have a small number of slides for each of the sections, and then we'll have a really demo experience for the majority of the time for each of these short modules to give you a good experience of what that could be like. Yeah.
Exactly. So for the rest of this presentation, for this section, I'll really go into what is our CloudOS story and how will that help you transform your data center. Then we'll go into, like you said, these eight different sections, and each side of each of these, I'll have a couple of slides just to introduce what we're doing, and then I'll get hands down and dirty, and let's just go through and show you exactly what we can provide.
Yep. Sounds good. Let's get into the first module, which will set the stage for the other ones.
All right. So we're here at MMS, and Brad Anderson did the keynote at MMS and talked about a lot of the transformational trends that industry is seeing today, and that's not just large corporations, but everybody is seeing these things. Everybody is being affected by cloud computing, being able to move from just their local data center to build out a highly scalable infrastructure. a lot of people are coming in with their own devices now. They want to be able to use whatever device they have and access the resources, whether they're on premises in their organization, whether they're at a hotel, whether they're in Las Vegas. And because of that, they want to be able to access it the way they want to access that application. And we need to be able to support that. So there are new apps that are being created, this new social pattern of very much everybody wanting to be social on these applications, finding all this data, grabbing all the Twitter feeds or whatever it is. And that leads to a ton of data explosion. And how do I gain insights from that data that's out there? Well, what that means for a lot of IT organizations is that I need more compute resources, I need more storage, and I need better networking because I need to be able to support all of this that's coming out there. Mm-hmm. So we see that organizations need to better utilize the resources they have as well as be able to take advantage of resources that are outside of their data center. So with that, Microsoft has the CloudOS. It's this platform that allows you to really transform how you do the things inside your data center. It allows you to enable those modern applications that everybody wants to use, the social aspects and everything like that. Being able to unlock the insights into all these different data that's out there. That data, whether it's structured, unstructured, on-premise, off-premise, it doesn't matter. I need to be able to get that data and build intelligence off of that. And then I need to be able to empower these people to run those applications any day, anytime, anywhere. And with Microsoft and Windows, we're able to provide that. So if you look, the CloudOS is not just a product. It's not Windows Server. It's not Windows Azure. But instead, it's bringing all of these tools together, all of these capabilities that Microsoft provides, whether it's Windows Azure, Windows Server, System Center, SQL, Visual Studio, pulling these things together. And by pulling them together, I can now provide this CloudOS that gives me a consistent view across these different organizations, whether it's on-premise, at a hoster, or up in Windows Azure. Allows me to manage my applications that maybe today are running on-premises on my data center, but maybe tomorrow I want the web app running in Azure. I want the data running on-premises, and I want that application tier running in my service provider. Yeah. This hybrid mode is a way that we can, by being able to pull these things together and leverage Microsoft with Windows Azure, Server, System Center, and SQL, we can pull those things together and give them that capability.
Yeah, and that's one of the ways that I think that Microsoft is a differentiator, right? I mean, we're pretty much the only company that has such a large range of products from on-premise, and we have a cloud equivalent of pretty much all those lines of products, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We have the capabilities to have a unified experience across on-premise and the cloud. And that is right part of this whole CloudOS type story.
Exactly,
right?
And that's what we wanted to show in this Transform the Data Center, which is really just one piece of what we provide with the CloudOS. But how do I leverage all of these different resources and pull them all together? Right. We have a lot of people that we've talked to that they use Operations Manager or they're just Windows Server guys, but they don't necessarily know the breadth of offerings that and the capabilities of what you can do, and that's what we want to show them today.
Yeah, and you know, we give you that flexibility, right, to transition, you know, from if you're on premise, you're used to and familiar with those tools today.
Exactly.
If you want to take all or just part of you know, what you're running on premise up into the cloud, we give you that flexibility, right?
Exactly. And it's not an all or nothing. Exactly. Yep. Like you said. So like we said, the four sections that we were talking about here are transform the data center, enabling modern apps, unlocking those insights into the data, as well as empowering your people-centric IT. And inside of each of these, there's different main benefits or pillars that we talk about. We're focusing in this course today is going to be on transforming the data center. And within transforming the data center, we're really focusing on the fact that these applications are shared resources. I have all of these different physical infrastructure out there, and I need to pull it together and build these shared resources. It's scalable and elastic. I can add, subtract, those type of thing as these resources go up, always on, and it's highly, highly automated and allows for self-service.
Right, and today we'll be focusing out of those four pillars really just on that transforming the data center part of that CloudOS story. So CloudOS can do a lot more than just transforming the data center, but we're going to dive deep, so to speak,
yeah.
or tell you a lot about
wide,
how to transform
wide on
transforming the data center and give you a lot of scenarios on that.
Exactly, and because of that, we need to leverage all these Windows products that are out there within Microsoft, like Windows Server, Windows Azure, SQL, and we're going to focus on all of those as well as System Center to show you how we can provide these capabilities mm-hmm. within your data center, and you can do it yourself. All right. So with that, I think we're ready to get started and really focus on the fact that Microsoft provides this consistent view across all of these different resources for these models. And that consistent view is the key aspect of what we're going to focus on today during these the following different sections. With that, we're going to move to now that we've talked about what it is that the Cloud OS is and kind of introduced you into the different four sections, we're going to now push down more into the evolve your thinking as far as how can I help in transforming my data center today. We built these courses as something where we could talk through with a customer where they are in their data center today and what types of things are top of their mind. Are they really focused on, I'm just running a bunch of servers, all I care about is this traditional environment, or have I started to move to a private cloud and I really want to know, am I going to be able to use my physical resources to do that? What types of things are very important for them? If we talk to a customer, it may be one customer, or even just within a customer, the CIO may be, I'm really, really concerned about the budgets. I know I need to make sure that I'm providing these resources at the lowest cost to my organization. But the IT admin, they may be really interested in, I need to be able to handle all this different hardware. So talking and thinking about all of these different aspects to run an IT organization and just really bringing top of mind what is important for us to provide for you. And for you listening to this course today, what's important for you as far as running your data center? Are you worried about where that data is located? In which case, maybe you think, I got to worry about compliance and those types of problems. Am I worried about the fact that I keep getting these calls from all my app owners that say, I need this now, I need this now, I need this now. When why can't they just check a box and just have it go do it themselves? Those are the things that you guys need to think about. And those are the things that hopefully we'll see today as we show you the benefits and the value that the Cloud OS provides.
Yeah, and most certainly, right, as we go through the day today, you know, you don't have to enable every single one of these scenarios, right?
No.
So, yeah, you know, pick which part of this private cloud and this experience that makes the most sense for your business and you know, work with that.
Exactly. And so some of the things, if you think about where you are today and where you want to go, we've talked to a lot of different customers. And by talking to these customers, we've gotten a lot of feedback as to what's important for them. And the fact is, and I thought this was really interesting, is that people thought some of the basic benefits of things like Windows Server 2012 is that, yeah, I can do server virtualization, but I can enable my private cloud. And in fact, most customers think it's just as important to be able to enable that private cloud as it is to server and virtualize your servers. The other thing is that virtualization and private cloud knowledge is key to 75% of the customers, whether it's critical or very important. 75% of the customers that we've talked to said, I need to do this and I need to do this now. And mm-hmm. so how do we allow them to get there? Well, the first thing is depending on who you are in an organization will depend on what you really care about. So during this course today, we have multiple different types of people that we're kind of representing because they have different needs and desires. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be running through these labs, but it'll be because of certain scenarios that occur within an organization that are driven by, say, Kathy, who's the CIO of this organization, who's focused predominantly on, I have my budgets, I have the ability to do more, but I don't have the resources. How do I handle that? I need to make sure these resources are always up, always on. To the application owner, and his name is Luis in this Contoso organization. And Luis is worried about making sure that those resources are up and ready and available so that he can deploy those applications when he wants to and that these are always running. Brad, who's focusing on IT, the IT manager, he runs these data centers. He runs this connection to the Azure, to the service provider, and he has to make sure that he's providing the SLAs that Kathy and Luis are requiring of him. Richards and Serrani are in the data center, and they're the guys that make sure this thing works.
They're the ones that get it done, right?
Exactly. And in fact, most of what you're going to see today is that these are the guys that are going to be doing the work that's going to solve these problems.
Right.
Luis is hitting them from one angle, Brad's from another, Kathy from another, and all you guys know, you're just deflecting.
Yeah, one of the things, the stories I think that resonated really well with folks from the MMS keynote was the domino story, where we had that guy, that Richard guy, right, yeah. The IT admin guy that's managing, was it 10 or 15,000 servers, I think, between
insane.
One or two guys,
exactly.
Right? And so, you know, that kind of thing is the type of stuff that we're going to be talking about.
Right, and you can build that resiliency, that automation, that monitoring, everything into your environment, that's what you get. And then all these other people have different influences. Terry, the DBA, Rebecca, the developer, who wants to make sure that she always has the environment that she needs to fix it. And if something goes back wrong, whose fault is it and how do I get through that? Mm-hmm. So now we're going to talk about the next steps here. And this is the evolving data center. How do I take it from where I am today and I start leveraging the entire cloud? So if you look at where a lot of organizations are today, they have a data center. They're running multiple different physical environments. They got compute, they got network, they got storage. They got some virtualization platform on top of that, and they're running a bunch of virtual machines. That's localized infrastructure on premises. They're also taking advantage, most likely, of a service provider. And your service provider may be just hosting your physical resources. So they're your resources. They're just out there. Or they may be just providing you virtual machines to run. Mm-hmm. You don't know what it's running on. You don't really care as long as it's providing my service level.
And I think the service provider is a really important one to point out, too, because, you know, for those of you who don't, you have a lot of legal compliance, regulatory type of issues, perhaps,
sure.
with your business. You know, going to a service provider that's perhaps in your own local country that does comply with all of the legal hoops and things that you need could be a really good option, right, to scale out your infrastructure. Right?
Exactly. And not only that, they have that domain knowledge and they probably have the customization capabilities where they can give you that special service exactly how you need it. So service providers are very, very important in this cloud OS ecosystem. Mm-hmm. But there's also Windows Azure. If I know I need a lot of different resources, I can just leverage Windows Azure for that. I can pull those resources out. I can expand. I can contract, pay as I go. But not only that, I can do that with virtual machines as well.
Yeah.
Problem is, if I have all these different infrastructures, I need to have a consistent view for managing across these.
Right.
And that's where System Center comes into play. And that's the second layer, the infrastructure management. I have these different resources. I need to deploy services. I need to monitor them. I need to back them up. I need to create automation around it. System Center provides me the ability to do that. And you'll see a lot of that today in these courses. But it's all about the application. I mean, that's what really matters. I have to provide a service to my customers, whether it's internal customers or it's outside in the real world. And I got to make sure that's always up and always on. But those applications, they're changing, they're evolving. They're running locally today, but tomorrow maybe I'm going to install a different application and pieces of it are going to be installed in my service provider.
Mm-hmm.
Or that ultimate hybrid application where maybe the data is local or an app's local, something else is running in my service provider, and the rest is running in Windows Azure. I have these ultimate, I have like infinite possibilities, and I got to be able to support all of those for my business units and the people out there. And that's where bringing the cloud OS together works and allows me to leverage all these different resources. Mm-hmm. But lastly, it's all about being able to report back to the organization that they're getting the resources that they need and that these applications are set up in such a way that they're always on and always up.
Yeah, I mean, as all you IT folks out there know, or folks across even all these personas, right, you deploy an application, that's not the end of the story, right?
No, it's just the beginning.
That's
right?
The beginning, right? You still need to monitor it, manage it, have insight and availability. Let's say something goes wrong, right? And that's this kind of whole story of DevOps, and we'll dive into that in this insight and availability and the application management story here later today. Yeah.
Exactly, and not only do I need to make sure that I can report appropriately back to the people so that they know what they're using, but if I want to build in some type of charging or something like that where I can, instead of IT being a cost center, I don't say it should be a profit center or anything, but at least that it can recover the cost, and everybody knows why IT is such a key for most organizations to survive.
Right.
So that's great. Now we're really gone through the different pieces of the evolving data center. We've taken you through the Cloud OS and worked you all the way up to what it is that we're going to be focusing on today. The next thing we're going to do is show you how we can combine the different pillars that we talked about with infrastructure management, all the way up through insight and availability, and pull that together with the benefits or the core values of the benefits of transforming the data center. So what I'm going to do now is kind of tease up what the different next modules are going to be about, talk a little bit about what they are going to be, and then for each module, we'll talk a little bit about how it affects like infrastructure foundation, go through a couple scenarios, and then we'll dive deep down into what it is we can do.
But as we go through all these, you know, you can be thinking about those kind of key benefits on the right-hand side, how we have shared resources, how we have always up and always on, scalable, elastic, and that automated self-service.
And how they fit exactly at those different layers.
Right.
So we, like I said, we have these four different different layers, and what we've done is designed multiple different experiences. We call them experience 1, 2, 3, and 4. Each experience is one of those layers, and inside each experience, we go through two different stories. Because of the fact that the Cloud OS can do things that are so broad, what we've done is we've built multiple different stories that you can walk through to understand how these things work and what it is that I can do across the entire ecosystem here or my infrastructure. So we're going to start at the bottom with this flexible and resilient fabric. I'll focus on how do I take what I have today with Windows Server 2012 and System Center on top of it, Windows Azure and everything, and how do I start building a flexible and resilient fabric that I can run these important services on top of. After I've built that flexible and resilient fabric, I'm going to talk about the dynamic infrastructure. How do I dynamically handle these changes that need to occur within my underlying infrastructure, and how does Windows Server 2012 and Hyper-V really provide me that flexibility to, on the fly, gain and add more resources to this without affecting the running application?
And that first layer, we think, you know, it's important to start there because that is right the foundation of,
exactly.
of a lot of
it's
the other things.
It's a building block type thing. I mean, obviously, a lot of organizations are going to be doing these different things in parallel.
Right.
But you got to go one way, and building up from the bottom up seems to be the best way to do it. From infrastructure management, we're going to tell you how you can take and build some self-service and automation around offerings that you want to supply to your business units. And then not only do that on-premises in the first story, but move that out to the cloud and show how we can do that out in the cloud itself. From there, we move on to the application management. And again, we split this in two ways, one on-premises and two up in the cloud. And the reason we do that is because a lot of the things you would do on-premises, you can also do in the cloud. So let's start simple and work our way, again, out to this hybrid application. And then lastly, how do we gain infrastructure and look at the availability by, on the first story, talking about all the different reportings that we can do and show you a little bit of, on that. And then lastly, how do we handle downtime when it's at the element layer, when it's at the infrastructure layer, when it's at the whole site layer, and how do we expand resources on the fly if all of a sudden, hey, I need to scale this thing out.
Yeah, and I think that it's becoming more and more common these days where people, you know, and it could be one resource or another. Maybe you run out of storage space, right? Or
exactly. Maybe
you run out of compute power. You know, there's all kinds of things that you could tap out on, and what do you do? Well,
exactly. Right,
if you don't have a private cloud, you don't have this resiliency in there,
right. Then
that's a little tougher, right? Procure a server. Wait a while, get it put into your data center. Right?
Exactly, and then when it's running, you know, some squirrel eats the right power cable, and everything goes down, and now all of a sudden you got to fail over to the next data center.
You got to watch out for those squirrels, for
sure.
Yeah,
they're dangerous.
That's right.
All right, so what it is we're going to close up this section now,
yep. And
then we'll start the next session, which will be in the infrastructure foundation. So.
All right, that's a wrap on the overview. So just stay tuned, keep continuing on with the course, and hit up the rest of these modules.